The House will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by Representative Bradley of Jones. Following the prayer, the pledge will be led by Isaac Shaban, our page from Granger.
Morning, everyone. Happy St. Paddy's Day. Our prayer today is a simple Irish prayer, and it goes like this. May the road rise up to meet you. May the winds be always at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face. The rains fall soft upon your fields. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hands. Amen.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. Good job.
The House will give attention to the correction of the journal. The journal stands approved. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchettle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Top of the morning to you, Mr. Speaker. Top of the morning to you, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Mr. Speaker, at this time, please recognize Representative Stade, Bradley, and others for House Resolution 111.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Lynn, Representative Stade, and the gentleman from Jones, Representative Bradley, for House Resolution 111.
Good morning again, everyone. I have the distinct pleasure of introducing this resolution. When I was growing up, St. Paddy's Day was every day. My mother was so Irish, she sang Irish songs to us every single day. Some of these I've memorized. And there's one song that I won't sing the whole thing, but I'm just gonna try to repeat some of the Irish names that she would sing to us. And it goes like this. Meet Brannigan, Flanagan, Milligan, Gilligan, Duffy, McCuffy, Malachi, Mahone, Rafferty, Lafferty, Donnelly, Connolly, Dooley, Hooley, Madonna, Malone, Manahan, Canahan, Fagan, O'Hagan, Houlihan, Flynn, and Kelly O'Kelly, McGinnis, McGinn. That was for my mom. So, anyway. This resolution is commemorating the celebration of St. Paddy's Day. And it's House Resolution number 111.
Whereas on March 17th, during the annual celebration of the Feast of St. Patrick, the patron saint of Ireland, Irish Americans joined with men, women, and children all over of all other ethnic origins from one day become Irish and celebrate St. Patrick's Day and the love of Ireland and
whereas on St. Patrick's Day, all who wear the green live for the day in the spirit of St. Patrick, St. Brigid, and St. Colman Kill, and
whereas Irish immigrants to the United States helped form the cultural foundation of the nation and those of Irish lineage, today proudly proclaim support for Ireland and
whereas we celebrate the establishment of the American-Irish State Legislators Caucus with its aim of fostering and strengthening the long-standing relationship that exists between the United States of America and Ireland to the mutual benefit of both countries. Now, therefore,
be it resolved by the House of Representatives that the House of Representatives commemorates the holiday of St. Patrick's Day and recognizes the cultural significance of the Irish immigration to the United States, proclaims support for Ireland, and joins with those both of Irish ancestry and wearing the green in celebrating St. Patrick's Day and
be it further resolved that the House of Representatives is authorized and directed to transmit a duly certified copy of this resolution to Senator Mark Daly, Chair of the Senate of Ireland, which on this year celebrates its 100th anniversary, and the national chairpersons of the American-Irish State Legislators Caucus.
Mr. Speaker, I move House Resolution 111.
The gentleman from Lynn moves House Resolution 111. All those in favor of its passage shall say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed shall say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The House Resolution is passed. Congratulations on your resolution. Are there announcements to come for the body? The chair recognizes the gentleman from Polk, Representative Hunter.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Would I be in order for an announcement?
You are in order.
An announcement I don't want to make. Democrats will caucus after the morning committee meetings in room 305.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Lynn, Representative Stade. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Oh, this morning it's Representative Tracy Ellert's birthday. Can we give her a round of applause?
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Lynn again. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Am I in order for another announcement?
You are in order.
Mr. Speaker and ladies and gentlemen of the House, we have in the lounge a signature sheet for those of you who wish to put your name on today's resolution that is sent to the Senate of Ireland. It'll be in the back room right here in the back of the lounge. I'll have the signature sheet available for anyone who wishes to sign. Thank you.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Wichittle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. For the attention of the body, there will be no Republican caucus this morning. We will be taking up the bills that were on or that are on the debate calendar later on this morning. And if there's no further business to come before the House this time, we move the House recess until the conclusion of the Ways and Means and Appropriations Committees.
Is there any other business to come before the body? Seeing no further business, you all heard the motion by the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Wichittle. All those in favor of its passage shall say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed shall say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The House is in recess.